everybody. Welcome to Is This a Ghost? I'm Clayton Smith, and every week I tell a real ghost story from real history to my real surprise friend, Patrick Dean.
I know we're starting.
Who doesn't take it real seriously.
Yeah, I've less serious by the second, it appears.
Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm curious like what the shtick is here, but, you know, love to find out.
You'll get it. You'll get it. I, as you know, I've been waiting about 30 minutes before you remind me to record the intro. So I thought, you know what? Right off the bat.
Fuck it. No banter.
Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Straight to the monkey.
It sounds so weird. Sorry. I don't know. Anyway, that doesn't matter. That's someone else's problem. How are you?
Good. Good. We had Mother's Day over the weekend here in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure in England it's...
It's way before.
It's like in August or something.
6 weeks ago or something.
Oh, really? Oh, they put it in the middle of winter? Very clever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'd love to celebrate you, but it's so cold out. We should stay inside. And love, would you put another log on the fire, please?
Bring you some toffees, maybe, you know, some crackling. And, you know, give you like a silly paper hat to wear while you...
Yeah. This one is greasy.
Yeah, let's not forget.
It's from the butcher.
Still... The fire needs a log, so let's not. Let's not dawdle.
It's not. It's not dad do stuff day. It's a system. Yes, so that's how they do it, and I celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, I didn't do much better for American Mother's Day this year. We are so busy.
Sure, you appreciated me reminding you on like Friday that we couldn't record.
It was a surprise. It was a surprise to learn on Friday that Mother's Day was on Sunday. Gosh. I have a list of topics to ask you about, and I don't know if we have time to get to all of them before we get to the ghost story.
Sure.
But I'll give you just a list, and you can tell me which ones you want to talk about.
Sure. Yeah, it's like a yes no. I like this.
Yes. Like yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Start number one. X-Men 97.
Yes.
Okay. What do you want to say about?
Oh,
that?
I think we're just like going on the whole list.
You want to hear them all? Yeah, okay. X-Men 97 is a yes. Yes. Right, X-Men 97. Cicadas.
Yes. Sure.
End of list.
Oh. Okay, well, short list. I mean, one and a half. Yeah. It's like one and a half, really.
Okay.
Okay, so X-Men 97. Oh my goodness.
By the time this is out, we're going to be almost two more episodes deep. So just think of how much we'll know by then, by the time we hear this. Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I liked the ending more. You know, the whole, like, you know, Wolverine impaling Magneto in the blood and then the... You know, extracting the adamantium through the pores.
This is probably too late to say spoiler alert.
Oh,
go on.
Yeah, never mind. I was kidding. None of that happened. Or second most important part of the episode is the blue uniforms. The blue and yellow uniforms, especially like Cable.
Oh, man.
The blue and yellow uniforms.
Giving Cable the blue and yellow uniform was excellent. And Marvel Girl wearing the green with the yellow, the pointies. Mm-hmm. Man. That was good. That was very good.
I thought, boy,
that's quite a
this episode can't get any better after this. I'm just going to turn the fucking thing off.
I can't believe they ended the episode that way.
Just wild.
Those maniacs. I don't know what they're doing, but I support every second of it.
Mm-hmm. Topic two.
Do you want any predictions for where X-Men 97 goes from here?
I think the world is going to end. That's kind of what they haven't really given a whole lot of other options. So
it doesn't seem like they're going to cooperate.
No.
So I think the world's going to have to end. Okay.
So.
And that's how the show ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. End of season one is end of world. Not sure where season two goes from there, but, you know.
And then season two is...
The void. It's just show. The void.
It's a different show altogether. All right, cicadas. You got cicadas over
there? God, we got them. We're ripe with them. We're sick with them down here.
And sick is the right word. So we don't have them here yet. I assume we're going to get them when the ground warms up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's been pretty chilly still. So no cicadas here. But I know that our friend Dick lives pretty close to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spitting
and
distance.
I saw pictures that he and his wife put on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Their yard is it's a carpet of cicadas.
Yes.
Is that your experience?
That is correct, yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, imagine if you run your hand just through the tall grass of your side yard, and you pull your hand back out, and it looks like a scene from Candyman or something like that. It is just your arm is just all cicadas, just horrifying.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
I mean, they did warn us it would be unlike any sort of cicada infestation you've ever seen. But I thought there would be daylight between them.
Mm-hmm. No, they will.
There's none.
They will. They will blot out the sun. That's what the Lord said. And I think that's quite biblical. What he was referring to.
Yeah, makes sense.
So yeah, that's cicadas. They're gross and they're everywhere. And it's
how long it's supposed to
be? All summer. They're just going to keep getting worse.
Oh, really? Oh, all summer long?
This is not even the worst part of it. They said only one of the two gross. Broods, only one of the two broods has woken up. So there's like the 13 and the 17 year brood are both waking up this year. So, yeah, I don't really know how it can get worse. I really don't. I mean,
and they're just out there fucking.
Right? Yeah. Oh, it's
like their whole thing. Mm-hmm.
They wake up after 17 years. Eek, 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 eek. And they go right back down to the ground. So,
oh man, what a summer, huh? Oh. Summer of love.
The summer of wee, wee, wee,
wee, wee. The sound must be incredible. God. Well, I love that for you. Mm-hmm. And we're a little concerned because our house goes on the market in 3 days. Mm-hmm. And we're praying that the ground stays cold for another 4 days, because I don't think anyone's going to come to an open house if you actually walk across a crunchy carpet to get to the door.
You go get you 150 pounds of ice from the general store and you just lay it in the grass. Just need to cool everything off real good. Well, this boy's wet sleep for a few days.
So gross. Great. Anything else you want to chat about?
No, I'm good. Okay.
That's my whole list.
Yeah. So, and for you, you've got some big stuff on the horizon, literally on the horizon.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning, we wake up early. We fly to Virginia with our children and we try to find a place to live. And if we don't find a place to live,
maybe burrow into the ground for 17 years. I don't know.
That's not the worst option that has come to mind. So no pressure. We're just looking at several townhouses on Thursday and Friday. And, you know, maybe we'll find one that is fine. And if not, maybe we'll move into your basement for a while. It's well stocked with all the goods.
It's very wet at the moment. I don't really know if people can be down here right now.
Yeah, what is that? What's going on here? Wet. Why is your basement always so wet?
Because the rain, it comes through the wall into the ground here, and the rain is wet, and so it just gets everything wet.
So, why don't you get a new house?
I would try. New houses are $1 million right now. So
they are pretty expensive. Yeah. Yes, we will be renting in Virginia for a while.
You lucky fucker.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I can't wait. I couldn't wait to buy a house, and then I've had a few houses, and now I can't wait to go back to renting. What a feeling it will be. What a feeling. Well, that feels good, right? We can get into this.
I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We got a pretty long one tonight, I think.
Oh.
And I want to thank once again Kai Valonis for tonight's story. Kai did basically all the research for this. I took some time and filled in a few gaps, but Kai was correct. She said she looked all over to find some more details, and they were a little tough to weasel out. So most of this is Kai's, almost all of it exclusively. So thank you so much, Kai, because this is a hell of a story. Right before we get into that, though, I should let you know, Patrick, that Is This a Ghost is brought to you by Smart Label.
Ooh, yes! Fantastic. They're back,
baby. Let me tell you about how Smart Labels is saving my life today. I had to pack up all my life because we had to have the realtor come take photos of the house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, can I put the trash here on this floor? And they were like, no, no
trash in the house. No,
no trash anywhere, please. And I said, well, should I put it in the other room? Mm-hmm. And they said, no, you're not listening. Can't go anywhere.
You're only going to take a photo of one room at a time. So just push the trash from one room to the next.
You have this little toy bulldozer. Yeah. You just push it. It's great. And they're like, no. So I've been packing up everything. So I had to pack up all my recording stuff. And I thought, well, I'm going to need this, though, again in a week. And I am definitely going to lose it because there's a soundboard, there's a mic, there's a mic stand, there's all these cables, there's a light, there's everything. And I thought, this is a disaster. I will not be able to record the podcast next week because I will certainly lose everything. And then I thought, I have Smart Labels. So I put everything, I packaged it all up, I put it into a box. I put a Smart Label on the box. I scanned it with my code. I typed in podcast stuff, I think is the title I gave it, because that's what I call it. And then I put it into our storage closet under some, I stacked a bunch of boxes, took a picture of the one that was the podcast stuff, done. Then last night, I wanted to get my podcast stuff back out. Had no idea which box in the stack was the one. So I opened up my Smart Labels app. I searched podcast stuff. It showed me the picture of it, showed me the color of the label, showed me the tag of the label. I found it without even opening a single box. Just pulled it out, set it on the table, popped it open. Everything's here. We are recording. Life made so much easier.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So your life can be so much easier with smart labels too. And I think that you should be easy on yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, work smarter, not harder.
Have you figured out which box your children are in yet?
Did not smart label that one.
See, I would have started with that. Yeah.
And they've stopped making noises.
They're either asleep.
Now I'm afraid to look. And if I had put smart labels in those boxes, I would not be in fear of so many things right now. So if you want the ease of mind that smart labels can bring you, then go to Amazon, search smart labels, all one word. You will find them. They are wonderful. There are lots of fun colors you can choose from. Patrick, you have yours now.
I do, finally. Like, yes. Yeah. Yeah. What I did, I put one smart label on every drawer of my dresser, and it helps me remember where my underpants are. So
you don't have to open it.
I don't know. I just feel like, man, I need new underpants, like, stat. And I go in my, I open my app, and I'm like, underpants, uh-huh. underpants.
Like, where's my
right.
Where did my phone? Yeah. You got to find your watch, mm-hmm. so you can ping your phone, right. and you find your phone, mm-hmm. and you find the app, mm-hmm. and you open the app.
And I search, and
scroll.
Clean underwear, and it's mm-hmm. like, the red label. And yep, sure enough. Open it up.
There it is.
One last pair.
Easy as that. So, you know, do whatever you want with them. Patrick's idea is fine, too. And so go to Amazon, search smart labels, all one word. Find yours. Get them today. They will save your life. If you're doing spring cleaning, if you're moving, if someone in your life is moving, spring is a big moving time, as I am living proof of mm-hmm. right now. They are truly a lifesaver. Go check them out. You will not regret it. We love smart labels, and it's just gonna make your life better.
Dong!
All right. Now... I think we're ready for a ghost story. Ooh. I'll warn you, this one's rated G for grody.
Okay.
Pretty gross. This one's pretty gross. Pretty grody. Alexander Bean was born in East Lothian.
Okay. Is that a country?
Lothian.
What is East Lothian?
That is approximately 90. You can't even say it the wrong way like I did. And I'm sure I'm going to get fucking emails about it's not pronounced Lothian. Yeah. It's pronounced Lochendonk or something because it's in Scotland.
Oh, no.
It's approximately 9 miles east of Edinburgh.
Mm, okay.
Lothian.
Lothian.
That's how they probably pronounce it.
Mm.
Lothian.
Yeah.
It's Lothian. Mm.
The secret is to not move your mouth at all when you say it, and then you're like, oh, that's the Scottish way of doing it.
Yeah, and then choke a little bit. Edinburgh. Oh, yeah. So Alexander Bean, he's born there. Now, he goes by the name Sonny.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I don't see why not.
He's like, he loves the sauna. He's always like kind of wrinkly, and they're like, oh, man, your new name's Sonny. All right.
Like, definitely Sonny. Now, it is spelled with like saw, like z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z-z- put a pin in that. Rated G for grody. Now dates are a bit sketchy here. Some versions of his story put his birth around around years I didn't put in here, but he was born. This is going great. He was born during the reign of James the Sixth and the First. And that's not a typo. It was James the Sixth and the First.
Okay.
He was the Sixth James and the First James.
Okay.
Any questions about
that? Is this one of these like multiple thrones thing where like...
Yes. He's,
okay.
He was of Scotland and I don't know, maybe England or maybe Ireland. You know what? Kai didn't put it in here, and I did read it, and I didn't put it in here, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But he was the sixth James king of something, the first James king ever of something else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two thrones stacked on top of each other, like the chairs in a church basement, and he's just like, okay, two thrones, two Jameses.
Which business are you here for? All right. Got to get to the lower throne.
I'm here for the rezoning meeting. Oh, that's a totally different throne. Let me find that one for you, too.
Oi! Welcome to the King's Castle. What can I do for you, boyo? You want to rezone, do you? And that's how it worked. His reign was between the years of 1567 and 1625. So that's the era we're talking about here. Sonny Bean was the son of a hedger and ditcher.
One of each.
Barely knew her. And he became a tanner by trade.
Mm, okay.
Do you want to explain to the UK mm-hmm. listeners, I'm sure, know what a tanner mm-hmm. is, because that's a big thing with it. But you want to explain to maybe some less cultured American listeners what a tanner is?
Tanning is the unexpectedly complicated process of of creating leather from animal skin.
Beginning to end, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is unbelievably gross. So
didn't you have a story about ripping some skin off some animals at some point? Yep.
Yeah, not going to go into it again, but
I think that's best.
I do have experience. We will leave it at that.
Yeah, if you want to hear that, that's somewhere in the catalog. Yeah. You get to hear that story. And that was a mistake. We lost a lot of listeners after that episode, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, there was a How It's Made episode on tanning that I just could barely get through. It was just nauseating just to watch on television. A whole bunch of like,
you would think they would kill the animal first.
Well, but you know, they needed to kind of work the chemicals through. So
they just like shrug off the skin. Gross. Okay. So he becomes a tanner, which this now that I'll put a pin in this also, because that's going to become important.
I'm glad I didn't eat anything before this episode.
I told you, man, it's going to be tough. Now hard work was not Sonny's forte. He's pretty lazy. Mm-hmm. And he eventually decided to give up making an honest living. And so he runs away with his special lady friend, mm-hmm. who's a woman named Black Agnes Douglas.
Always like the bad girls. All right.
Black Agnes had been driven out of town for being a witch.
Yeah, that's. I don't even think you needed to say that part. Yeah,
that's right. She's in brackets, witch understood. So they run away together to County Galloway, and along the way, which is in the southern Scotland, and along the way, they have to make ends meet, right? They don't have any money. They're just like kind of on the run.
Witching doesn't pay what it used to. So,
oh God, it's just, you know, mm-hmm. used to make an honest living as a witch, mm-hmm. and then King James 6 and 1 come along and suddenly
shut down the hex trade. And what are you supposed to do at that point?
I'll tell you, Pat, that's a great question. What you do then is start you robbing people on the highway.
Oh no, that's not better.
It's not worse.
Well,
in fact, it might be a lot better. It's some brutal witchcraft out there. So they're robbing folks on the road to make money, which is great. Mm-hmm. So then when they go through a town, they've got some money on hand mm-hmm. to buy food.
Yeah.
It's a good system.
Sure. And the life skills to, you know, hurt people. So
yeah, always comes in handy. And then the problem with this is sometimes it gets kind of hard to find food mm-hmm. because sometimes you're traveling and there's just no town. Mm-hmm. And you're like, man, I could really go for a good sourdough loaf right
and
now.
I mean, Scotland is tens of miles across. So, I mean,
it's huge. It's like, and you know, so, and we've established though that he's pretty lazy. Mm-hmm. So he's walking about 500 feet max per hour. I think.
I'm not currently touching food with my hands. Can someone please fix that?
Could someone place some beef on the ground and I will fall onto it with my mouth open? That's my preferred way of eating. So some days you're walking around and all you see is just peat and peat and peat and peat. And you're like, I don't want to eat peat and repeat. Okay, thanks. And you got to eat. You got to eat.
Mm-hmm. You can't eat the peat.
Patrick, gotta eat. Can't eat peat.
Can't eat the peat.
You could probably eat
peat. You cannot eat peat.
You could eat peat.
It is. It's just like moldy moss soil stuff.
You could eat that.
I wouldn't.
I don't know if you're going to get nutrients out of it. You could eat it. That'll go down. You know, peat is a really good capture of carbon.
It is.
Actually, it's great. So mm-hmm. If the whole world were peat, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in now with global warming. Mm-hmm. Do you know that?
Yeah. It's actually such a great capture of carbon that the Scottish actually dig it up and burn it to to heat their homes.
To really spite God. Oh, yeah, pretty great. So, anyway, oh gosh. So you got to eat. We've established mm-hmm. that. Got to eat. Sometimes there's no towns, no food, and no one's putting a steak on the ground in front mm-hmm. of your face. So after robbing one man, they're like, let's just kill. He's meat. Let's eat him.
This is the plan.
Yeah.
We went to cannibalism. I'm looking at the clock. We went to cannibalism.
Not been very long.
Usually takes us really long to get to cannibalism in these things.
But usually it takes a while, but Sonny Bean is a special breed.
Okay.
Oh, breed is an interesting word to use here, too. Let's put a pin in that. So they kill him. They eat him. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Do I want to share this?
Yeah, share
I'm
this.
On this. I'm gonna wait on this. I'm gonna move this down to the bottom. This will be a little treat for the end. So they eat them. They have their noms, and they make it to Galloway, and they're like, "That was great. Nothing went wrong. No problems.
Right.
Full bellies.
No one's like mentally scarred. No one has become an animal on the road, and just go right back to society."
Yeah. Well, society is, I wouldn't go quite that far. They set up a little home inside Benane Cave.
Ah, I see. We've become Chud. I understand. Correct. Yes.
Damn it, I have a joke about that, like 20 paragraphs down. Just pretend like you didn't
say I that. Have become Chud.
I am become Chud, eater of man. So they set up a little home inside Benane Cave, which is north of Ballantrae in Ayrshire.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty dead on.
I think so.
I don't think I need any emails or Facebook comments about any pronunciations of anything.
At least none that will open.
Sally McGregor. So this cave is a pretty good place for a hideout, which is what you need, because people do not like it when you rob people and then eat them. Yep. It's a good hideout because the Benane Cave has tunnels running through it. Mm-hmm. So it's this like confusing maze if you're going to go after someone. And they're by the coast. And twice a day at high tide, the cave's entrance is totally flooded for several hundred meters. Whatever meters are, I don't know.
It's like a furlong.
What?
Like a furlong. Like a couple furlongs.
Yeah, it's like a stone of hands. Mm-hmm. A stone's worth of hands,
yes.
I think.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
1 meter.
One stone's. Yes. Yeah. In 3 score.
One stone, 3 score hands.
Yes.
One stone, 3 scores worth of hands.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Right. ChatGPT.
How many cubits are in a meter?
Oh boy, I do all my measurements in cubits.
It's so much more convenient.
Raised Catholic, and I will not ever use anything else, or else God will strike me dead. And that's what I was told as a young boy, and I am too scared to find out if it's wrong.
It took me a while to find a tape measure that would give me cubits, but once I did, thank you, Amazon.
Oh boy, worth it. So the cave entrance floods twice a day. So that's great too. So you can't even get in there like 5 hours of the day.
Mm-hmm. And by then, they've lost interest. So, like, there are cannibals in there, but it's really flooded.
Yeah. This is great for being chased by NPCs, because once it floods, they're definitely going to lose interest after, like, 20 seconds and wander away and totally forget that you exist.
Went from 5 stars to 0 stars real quick out there.
Grand Theft Auto Scotland. Oh, man. So it's a great place to live if you don't want people to find you. Bad place to live if you like comfort and life.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no food in caves, obviously. Mm-hmm. And this is not like a mining cave.
Mm-hmm.
So ain't no money in there. And we know Sonny doesn't have a livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And his woman's a witch, but there's no witching to be done because there's no people. No other people there.
Right.
So it's tough. They don't know what they're going to do. So I decide, I don't know, robbing people was going pretty good for us on the way down.
Sure, no complaints.
Yeah, so he's like, well, I'll just do that now for always, for the rest of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing now. Mm-hmm. That's my job.
I found my passion. I found what I want to do for the rest of my life, and that's cause misery.
It has caused absolute fucking mayhem. He becomes a very accomplished highwayman.
Hmm.
He gets several Robber of the Year awards.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's very, yes. He's a big deal.
Hmm.
So he would ambush travelers on the roads near the cave, because the cave is such a good hiding spot. They're not even worried about I don't think you really want to like rob people where you live.
Sure.
Like, shit where you eat. Mm-hmm. But the cave is like, no one can get in there. Yeah. No one can find them when they're in there. So they're not worried about it. So they will shit where they eat.
Poke their head out like a groundhog twice a day, rob the nearest thing, and then go back into the flooded cave.
Back in. Yeah. And so they rob the travelers on the road, and then he makes it a point to try to not let anyone escape alive. So mm-hmm. he just kills them all, which also makes it good for not being found out.
Sure.
By anyone. Of course. No witnesses is good.
And then, of course, eat the remains.
Just assume things. Can we?
We've stepped back from cannibalism. That was a bridge too far.
Well, that was not by choice necessarily. That was by necessity. Uh-huh. Okay, it was either that or go to that town half mile out of the way and get real food. So let's see what happens. So they live in their cave. They rob and kill travelers. They've got it all. Now, Sonny's partner, she's a sexy witch.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to Pound Town on the regular.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
this is cave sex.
Yeah, you're in a flooded cave for the majority of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot of other things go on.
I mean, you're constantly wet.
Yeah, it's way too dark to play Scrabble. So,
and those are the two options.
Yeah. Not to mention Scottish Scrabble. The board is enormous.
You actually take a giant axe and smash the letters into stone to make it work.
Looking through the bag, and you're like, this is all consonants. What the fuck is this game?
Oh man, I was gonna play.
Just put an S on the end of that, and thank you very much.
7,000 points. So Agnes gets pregnant pretty quickly here, mm-hmm. and she gets pregnant again. She's pregnant again. She's getting pregnant again. She's getting pregnant again. Mm-hmm. There's so many children. They are having so many children.
Right. Yeah. So many. Like a brood of cave chuds.
Correct. Okay. Little baby chuds. Mm-hmm. Baby chuds. So the family's growing like gangbusters, and eventually the kids obviously grow older. Mm-hmm. And in a long enough timeline, then they start having kids. Uh-huh. And before too long, before as long as you would think, mm-hmm. There are more than 45 people in Sonny Bean's clan.
Oh, okay. And still the primary occupation here.
I like that you're focused on that. Now, I do want to point out there's one other thing that might be a little more interesting to focus on just for a second. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not like going outside the cave to date.
Oh, no.
I want to be very clear about that.
Okay.
So when the kids start having kids.
Mm-hmm. How did this get worse from the cannibal part? That's I thought that we had like hit the bottom and we were maybe just going to hang around here for a while. And no, we just dug straight down.
Look, here's what I'll say. We've covered a lot of gross stories on mm-hmm. this podcast. You'll notice that never before have I given it a rating of G for Grody. So I don't know what you expected, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, we've been in caves.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen and experienced cannibalism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we've maybe experienced
done some incest.
There's been some sort of there's been some amount of incest. I don't know if we've had one that within the first 15 minutes visits all three.
I don't know if we've had any that do two.
True. Yeah, it's
so this is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Once again, thanks to Kai Valonis mm-hmm. for this story. Yeah.
Any complaints can be directed at her public email address.
Here's actually Kai's phone number. Please call or text her directly. So they grow to over 45 folks in the Sonny Bean clan, mm-hmm. which is, that's a lot of mouths to feed. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of chuds. So somewhere along the way, cause like there's animals around and there's, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure like when they rob people, there's food on some of those people. So they're
sure,
they're eating like normal people.
Yeah. Plenty of cave water, plenty of cave water to drink.
Lots of seawater to drink, which is just going fucking cave crazy down there. And, but it's a lot of mouths to feed. So somewhere along the way, Sonny's like, man, we gotta get more food. And I do recall that I think I know a place to find free food.
Mm-hmm.
We're killing all these people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when he develops a plan. Of course, cannibalism's the way to go. That's how we're going to feed mm-hmm. our family.
Mm-hmm. Return to his roots.
That's right. Now, this may be controversial, but I will just say this out loud. I applaud this move. I think it's great. I think we should all be striving to be a zero waste economy.
Mm-hmm.
waste not, want not, etc.
I remember we admired the Native Americans for eating all of the buffalo.
Exactly. This so is no different than that. It's the same.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a serial murderer, cannibalism is it's responsible. Actually, it's environmentally responsible.
Yep. Yep. It's like one of those things where, like, after you die, the you get buried in like the mushroom jacket, so you decompose immediately. It's just it's just ecologically responsible.
Yes. So it's short. It's shortcutting that.
Yes.
Yes. You become fertilizer much quicker this way.
Like within 7 or 8 hours, frankly.
It's really, it's honestly amazing what they do. They're doing great work. So this is what they do. They start killing and then eating these people. And I actually have a photo of Sonny and his wife, if you'd like to see.
Not particularly.
There you go.
Oh, okay. He looks, I don't know, like a normal chap.
He looks like a swarthy pirate, really.
He does. He does. He's wearing shorts, which I don't know a whole lot of Scotsmen that wear shorts.
But it's pretty. First of all, he's got great calves.
Oh yeah, I'd be showing.
If I had those calves, I would never wear pants.
He looks like he cycles to and from the cave every single day. Really.
Yeah, and those are cycling shoes, actually. I think on his feet. They are. And the other thing is, if you're wading through water to get to your cave, you're not going to wear
pants. This is true. Yeah, yeah.
So this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, those are probably now, those are probably Crocs. Let's be honest. That's
I think so. I think that's right. A couple things I'll point out here on this this wood cutting. So this is Sonny, of course. Now here is a the slumped over body of some old victim who's pretty ripped. Look at that guy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
it's gonna be good eating. And then back here we have Black Agnes just dragging a leg.
That looks like a leg.
Part of a leg.
Yeah, that's probably a leg.
And then
maybe a wing. And, I don't know. It's
into the cave.
Sure.
So
yeah, gotta feed the chuds.
So. Gotta feed the chuds. So many fucking chuds. They're all sitting around like weird hairless baby birds with milky eyes, just
hissing at each other.
Oh, man. So this is how the family comes up. This is the whole clan's whole deal. So anyone who gets old enough, when they get old enough to hunt a man, you would go out with the group, and they would lure travelers close to the cave, and then they would attack. They'd kill their victims. They would drag the bodies back to the cave.
How do you lure them? Like, as a chud, what is your lure exactly? Yeah.
They say, what's that sound? I want to go check that out.
It is so fucking boring in Scotland. I should go check out what these chud noises are. And then that's it. Yeah.
That's it. I think so. I think maybe one way you could do it is like if you're a chud, you pick up a big stone and you just hurl it at someone and then it lands, you know, close to them. And then I think in Scotland, the polite response is then you pick up the stone and you hurl it back and see if you could throw it further.
Okay.
That's how you say hello in Scotland, right? So you keep this back and forth with the stone. That's one way to do it. Let's see. So they would drag them back to the cave where they would be disemboweled, dismembered, and cooked to perfection.
Ooh. I mean, really, after several generations of cannibalism, I bet they're quite good at it at this point.
I bet their recipe book is now I don't approve. Yeah. I don't approve. I'm clear. I don't approve of eating humans, but
the recipe book looks like the Necronomicon, but
but they knew what they were doing.
You should really check out the dessert section. Very, very disgusting.
Yes, chef. So they would cook it, and then whatever they couldn't eat, they didn't waste. They would pickle it or dry it.
Okay. Just, man. What? Again,
it's food.
So again. So happy I didn't get a box of Cheez-Its before we started doing this.
Oh, boy. So eventually, there are so many people in the clan. Like I said, it gets up to upwards of 45 folks. It's a big group, right? So they can capture whole groups of people at once.
Sure, yeah.
Which is very efficient. Mm-hmm. And here's something important. When they had cleaned the bones, nom, 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 they would take the bones and they would throw them into the water.
Okay.
Now, this is important because some of those bones would get dragged out to sea right, when tide went out. But others would just sit at the mouth of the cave. And this is what led outsiders to believe that there were wild animals in the cave eating people. So anytime anyone was suspicious, they were like, wild animals are doing is because obviously human people aren't going to be eating humans down to the clean bone.
And be this careless with the bones. My goodness.
People aren't, even cannibals aren't monsters. So there were never any witnesses, as I said. So no one knew that Sonny Bean and his merry band of weirdos were eating all these people. But of course, the number of missing people in Galloway is going up. Mm-hmm. It's rising pretty steadily. Mm-hmm. Galloway starts to get a bad reputation as a really dangerous place, but everyone's like, I don't know what's happening. We're all pretty nice, actually. And because Sonny and his brood were targeting travelers along the road, the last time any witnesses saw most of the people who they killed was at the nearby inns, because it's people who are stopping to sleep, moving on, And so when people are like, hey, there's a lot of people dying all of a sudden, and there's a lot of, this is suspicious. We no longer think maybe it's animals. Maybe something bad is happening to these people. Mm-hmm. The innkeepers are the ones who fall under suspicion. And many of them are wrongly accused, and some of them are hanged till death.
Oh, wow.
That's Scottish justice, baby.
And I assume that's whenever Sonny drags himself to town to just sort of lick his lips at the gallows.
Shut up, tummy, stop rumbling. Don't give us away.
You will tell me when you're done with that, right?
What are you doing with all of the meat? In the body?
The body. Yes, the body. The glorious body. When you finish pickling him, you will. You don't do that. That's fine. Also fine.
I'm the undertaker. I've brought this coffin. I eat a barrel. It's full of vinegar. I drop him in. Well, I'll take care of him from here.
And yes, I did also bring a blender. Yes. some ice. Pineapple.
We've got some progressive ideas about how we should handle bodies, and it's fine. King James the Sixth and the First is well aware. Oh, boy. It is gross. So Sonny thinks this is hilarious. This goes on for years. And so Sonny and his family, they kill hundreds of people because everyone thinks it's animals or the innkeepers. Like, no one knows that they are living in this cave. No one knows they exist because they're not leaving any witnesses. Mm-hmm. And they just, like, do not leave the cave. They're sitting there for all their food, for all their fucking. It's all in the cave. Some estimates of how many people were killed were put at almost 1,000 people.
Oh, my God.
During this reign of terror. Like, it's unbelievable. But no one knows there's a family of weirdo cannibals living in the cave.
Yeah. And I guess it like, how dangerous is life in general at this point in Scotland?
Oh, very.
Yeah. Because if 1,000 people disappear slowly over time and people are like, oh, I don't know. I mean, we could investigate, but dogs, werewolves. I don't know. And they fell into the sea. Really, who cares?
Claws came down from the clouds and ripped them up into the skies and disemboweled them, and they became rain. Maybe. I don't know.
No one's really sure how that works. 1500s. I have a lot more to worry about. I got all this fucking peat to eat. So.
So no one knows that they're living there until the year 1600. One day, the Bean family attacks a man and his wife who are coming back from the local country fair.
A little bit of cotton candy in their belly.
Little turkey legs. It's like a little turducken on a horse. It's delicious. So the Bean women attack the wife. Here's a quote. They, quote, dragged the poor, unfortunate wife from her horse, where she was stripped and disemboweled.
Oh.
As the husband desperately fought off his attackers, he witnessed these same women beginning to devour their victim.
Oh, just live right there.
They are full chud. They're not even cooking at this point. There's going. So the husband is terrified.
Yeah,
as you can imagine. And he's like, oh, hell no. So he kicks free and he gets this like superhuman hunger strength. He kicks free of the men who are trying to pull him down from his horse. He gets back on his horse and he rides away. And this is the luckiest son of the bitch in the world because the whole family is chasing him. Mm-hmm. Men, women, they're all running after him. But he rides and he runs into a group of about 30 locals coming back from the fair together.
Oh.
So Sonny thinks, whoa.
This ain't good. I am not this hungry.
Nope. My eyes are bigger than my stomach. So Sonny retreats. He runs away back to the cave. But they retreated, and it's about to be, because they did outrun them. However, they also were in such a hurry that they left the wife's mutilated corpse on the ground, which means they're going to be hungry later. And you're going to make bad decisions when you're hungry. So it's going to be a bad scene for them. So the mob, the husband is like, he's in shock, but he's trying to like tell them what happened. And so he leads him back to her body. And so everyone else sees her body on the ground. And now the townspeople are like, whoa. Yeah. So they're like, well, this is pretty bad. Mm-hmm. So they take the man back to the chief magistrate of Glasgow and he tells the magistrate what happened. Now the magistrate is horrified and he is so horrified that he reports this crime directly to King James VI and the First himself.
Oh, wow.
And it just so happens King James VI and the First has taken a very keen interest in witchcraft lately.
Oh, okay.
So he's pretty interested in this. Here's his story, and he thinks it's fabulous. He's so excited about the chance of finding some black magic cannibals that he takes personal charge of the investigation himself. He leaves the castle, and he leads an army of bloodhounds and 400 men.
Oh,
come on, everyone. Yeah. We're hunting chubs. Yeah. So they go to the general area where the man had been attacked, and they can't find any trace of Sonny being Earth's clan. Because again, the cave is really, truly, it's a very good hiding spot. And also, these are hill people, so they're very good at covering their tracks. Mm-hmm. They move through the woods, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like Legolas in there. So the king's getting pretty frustrated because obviously, like, they know that now that they are around somewhere. Mm-hmm. Can't find them. But then the bloodhounds pick up a scent. And pretty soon, the men pick it up too. It is an ungodly stench.
Oh.
They follow it, and their eyes are watering. Some of the men are gagging. Some of them are out like outright vomiting from the smell. They cannot imagine what it is. Mm-hmm. That smells so bad. And the dogs lead them to the entrance of a cave. And the cave smells unbelievable. So the soldiers go inside the cave.
Oh.
And inside, they discover what is described as a forest of human limbs hanging from the roof of the cave.
Oh, no.
They have to push through the limbs, which are hanging there to dry.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, right. It's all part of the process.
This is all jerky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just wait till you get to the pickling room. It's going to get so much worse.
They push through, and the next they find barrels of human flesh being pickled. Yes, correct.
Mm.
Which, now they haven't seen Sonny or his clan do this, but I think this is pretty strong circumstantial evidence. So they go deeper in the cave until they find Sonny and his family. Mm. The beans start to put up a fight, but then they see that there are 400 soldiers. And they're like, all right, yeah. You got us.
We'll pay the fine.
20 fingernails. Yeah. Good. No. Good. Look, you let us out of here. Let's come in. Can I come over here for a second? Listen, I know this looks bad, but you look good. Go out here and look the other way. Don't come back. Don't tell anyone. See that arm? I've been saving that arm. It's a big arm, right? That's your arm. Huh? Turn around, never come back. That arm is all yours, baby. Got a deal?
Why don't you just go on home? Why don't you forget all this ever happened? And maybe on your doorstep, you'll see a little present. Maybe a big present.
Little fetid present. So they round up the beans. There are 48 people rounded up that day.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the king's men stay behind and gather up whatever human remains they can and bury them in the sands, which I will say I don't think is a very good place to bury
things. No, I mean, bury a body
in the sands.
But yeah, again, at this point, there's not a lot of great decisions being made.
That's true. And so the rest of the soldiers carry off the Sonny Bean and his clan. They take them all the way to Edinburgh, where they are locked up in the old toll booth, which is a place where civic things happen.
Okay.
Their crimes are so bad that they don't even put them on trial. It's like, no, we don't. This is we're fine here. And the next day, all 27 of the men of the 48, 27 of the 48 were men, all 27 of the men the next day were hung, drawn, and quartered.
Oof.
Which is the worst punishment, I think, that they gave out.
Mm-hmm.
They did to Mel Gibson in Braveheart.
They did. So yeah. How does that work? Okay.
You hang
What's the process here?
But not till dead. You like put a rope around that, then you like you hang them,
like
you stretch them out.
Right. Okay.
And that's drawing them, I think.
Hung. Okay. So you hang them.
Hang it. Then you put ropes around their ankles and you pull the ankles and you stretch them out.
Right.
Long ways. Uh-huh. And then you quarter. Quartering is when they cut off your legs and arms while you're still alive.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's right.
How many?
I'm sure I'll get you.
How many guys they do this to?
27.
Gosh.
That's a big day of work.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine the 27th guy the whole time? He's just like, God, and now I am starving. You cannot make me watch this.
Man, yeah. My next line was going to be a joke about that. Come on.
Every one of you looks like one of those huge hams floating by.
Oh, man. So women and children are forced to watch it all,
mm-hmm.
Which I imagine made them pretty hungry, but that's not a funny joke. So they do the men first, and I don't know how long that takes. I would guess probably a while.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's getting dark, and they make three huge bonfires, mm-hmm. and they take the remaining 21 beans, women and children, and they toss them on the fire.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Less humane? More humane? I don't know. At this point,
I guess more? Mm-hmm. I would say more humane.
Sure.
It's not good.
No.
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 But, you know, live by the barbecue, die by the barbecue. I guess. So that's the end of old Sonny. But before he dies, he gets some last words, and he uses them to put a curse on the people of Scotland and on the cave. And he promises that he's going to come back to haunt and terrorize the land. And haunt and terrorize the land, he does. His ghost still lurks inside the Bean family cave. Many who have encountered the ghost of Sonny Bean have seen him in there, hiding in the shadows, gnawing on bones.
Ooh.
Even today, like to this very day, police will get calls still from drivers along nearby roads that run along near Benane Cave. People who have run their cars off the road into a ditch because they were driving. Suddenly someone appeared. They swerved to avoid hitting that person. Hit the ditch, they look out, and there is no one there. They are avoiding some gruesome-looking figures. They vanish into thin air. So the whole area is haunted. If you want to go say hi to Sonny Bean, you can. The Benane Cave is still accessible at low tide today.
Mm.
Wow. I would get out before the tide comes in. So be in there with old Sonny. Not ideal. Mm-hmm. I will tell you now that Kai started the story with a summary,
mm-hmm.
at the very top, which is why I chose this one and decided not to even look at her other ones yet. The summary that she wrote was, the Sonny Bean family was a group of incestuous, inbred family members who lived in a cave in the late 1500s and until the year 1600 terrorized medieval Scotland by capturing, torturing, and eating over 1,000 people. And I thought, well, this is the one.
Yeah.
This is it. Before we go, I also have a fun fact.
Wham!
If the story of incestuous forest cannibals eating travelers sounds familiar, I'm sure it does. Mm-hmm.
All too familiar.
Maybe because you know Patrick. Maybe because Wes Craven read a story about Sonny Bean at the New York Library one day, and it became the inspiration for his 1977 film, The Hills Have Eyes.
Wow.
Which is a pretty terrifying movie. And that is a story of Sonny Bean and his cool family and their ghosts. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts, Patrick?
I am so glad there's like 4 centuries that separate us. that's about the only thing I can say about this.
I think people still do this today. We just haven't found it.
Maybe not to this degree.
You live near the Ozarks.
I do. Yeah. I don't think 1,000 people are disappearing.
Gosh, that's a lot.
Isn't it? Especially that's back then. Calories. Like there were only a few thousand people in the world at that point. So to like go through that many of them.
It's pretty gross, huh?
Ugh.
But I do think once you eat one person, it's like, well, you've already eaten people.
True. Yeah.
But you're never going to not be a cannibal from that point on.
If you're a child growing up in that environment, it's totally normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know any better. Yeah, the children are innocent victims here who were thrown onto a fire. That's not justice. No way.
That's not even chud justice.
Chud justice. Well, that's got to be a t-shirt. Chud justice. Speaking of chud justice, you've seen the movie Ravenous, yeah?
Absolutely, yes.
We may have talked about Ravenous on this podcast.
I think we have.
Think about it. Yeah. God, that's a great movie. Jeffrey Jones is in that, though. I don't like that because it turns out he's a pedophile.
Oh, well.
Jeffrey Jones, that's his name.
Yeah.
So that's too bad. I mean, it's quite bad.
It's
extremely bad that he did that. Not that, whatever. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. Other than that factoid, that movie's great, right? If you haven't seen Ravenous and you can stomach watching Jeffrey Johns do stuff, check it out. It's as if cannibalism is like vampirism. Mm-hmm. So somebody eats you or you eat some, then you become a cannibal for life. Is that right?
I believe so.
Basically,
yep. Right? The only way you can, it's just like vampirism where you can only kind of get your energy back by consuming others.
Guy Pearce and Robert, what's his name?
Robert, the Full Monty guy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Robert. Robertson.
Robert, yes.
Go see it. Anyway, that's a sign that this show has run its course. And if you liked it, hey, sometimes we record extra episodes and we turn those into little ghosties. And now you can listen to those ghosties on Ghost Plus, which is available now. Go to isthisaghost.com/ghostplus, GHOSTPLUS. Did I spell that right? Seems right. Subscription bonus content. You go there. It's $5.99 a month. You get an extra ghostie a month. You get a new podcast from producer Ryan and me called Smith Show. You get a whole bunch of really cool stuff. So go check it out. It's really fun. People are loving it so far. I've already gotten some great feedback on the ridiculousness that's there. And you can only hear it if you are a member of Ghost Plus. So go check it out. And as for us, this is a ghost. Is this a ghost? Is what this is called. Is this a ghost? Is a production of Smith Show Media. By the time we get to 200 episodes, I will know what our show is
nail
called.
It.
Thank you. The episodes were not taken by me. God, I gotta go to bed. I'm not even drinking tonight. The episode notes were not taken by me, Clayton Smith. They were, in fact, taken by our social media manager and an assistant researcher, Kai Valonis. Our audio editor is Jeremy Montoya. Our video editor is Jen Swanson. All the funny jokes were from Patrick Dean. I did that all out of order, but y'all get it. Next time you're in Scotland, be careful. Watch out for cannibals. Otherwise, you might be the next subject of Is This a Ghost?